Welcome back. I'm Julie Glenn. This is Gulf Coast Live. Kids wearing eye patches or bandages over their eye are treating an all-too-common affliction called amblyopia. Also known as lazy eye, it's one of a handful of eye and vision disorders that the Naples Lions Club is working to eradicate in Collier County. And to accomplish this goal, they're working with partner organizations to offer eye exams, free glasses, surgeries, and more for adults and children in Collier County. Here to tell us more about the project working to screen for lazy eye in Collier County is Dr. Howard Friedman, the treasurer of the Naples Lions Club. Dr. Friedman, welcome to the Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you, Julie.
We are talking about lazy eye and other disorders that Naples Lions Club is making its mission to eradicate in Collier County. Let us know your thoughts at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Dr. Friedman, when you walked in the room today, we were talking about the lazy eye and the screening for that. But you mentioned that you also do some disaster relief.
Right. The Lions Club into disaster relief all over the world, and especially here in Florida and Collier County and Lee County. And we're providing aids for people and people who need water and supplies, cleaning supplies. That'll be coming up in the next few weeks. We'll be in a number of different centers in Golden Gate and Benita Springs.
Oh, so Lions Club's going to get involved in that. Are they already starting? Or
that's right. We had a screening this morning. We had a relief system this morning in Benita Springs at the Lions Center there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good that you're getting involved in that. So the subject at hand today is making lazy eye and other eye issues the focus. So why is lazy eye something that's so important to screen for early on?
Well, lazy eye, called amblyopia from the Greek of poor vision in one eye, it usually happens when a kid doesn't see well out of one eye or sometimes both eyes. And they develop a problem with permanent vision loss if it's not treated before the age of 9. It happens in about 3% of the population. And as a pediatric ophthalmologist, I was seeing too many kids who had vision that wasn't corrected well because they got detected so late in age. So we developed a program where we try to screen kids very early, preschool kids, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. And at that point in time, it's a much easier to treat.
So something like amblyopia, that's not something that would be just obvious, that you look at your child and you see that one eye is kind of going a little askew. Is it so microscopic you don't see it?
Well, there's three main causes of amblyopia or lazy eye. One is when the eyes are out of focus, like a refractive error, astigmatism, nearsightedness, farsightedness, and the need for glasses. And that's not noticeable because the kids seem like they're doing well. And they don't know they're having a problem. The parents don't see the problems. And that's a big problem. And that's about 75% of amblyopia is due to that. If you have a crossed eye or a wandering eye, it often tends to lead to a lazy eye because the brain ignores one eye and prefers the good eye. And then the most infrequent but more serious is if you have a cataract as a baby, that leads to very severe loss and has to be treated in the first 2 months of life.
It's really interesting. The brain can select the better eye and just ignore the communication from the eye that's not seeing correctly.
That's correct. And essentially, amblyopia is really where the brain turns off. And it can be turned back on before age 9 if you catch it early. And the really important thing is to get the kids in. If there's a family history of lazy eye or of crossed eye, you should probably go see an eye doctor to make sure that your kid does not have a problem.
Yeah, and you hear stories of people that their parents felt terrible because they didn't realize that the child couldn't see until they put on somebody's reading glasses and looked, and suddenly, look at that. Is that because of a lack of screening? Do people just not think about going specifically to an eye doctor and just rely on a general practitioner's type screening?
Well, most kids don't know they have a problem. I remember we found one kid in one of the screenings that we have. She was a 4-year-old child, Maria, who had astigmatism of a high degree, which is not uncommon in our Hispanic population here. And when she got her glasses, she came back to the office and said, "I can see the leaves on the trees now."
Oh. It's sad that but you can't really, because they don't know to report that it's not right because they've never seen it right.
That's correct. And so that's why we've developed this program where most of the kids are now in pediatrician's office. We screen 30% of the kids in daycare centers, but 70% of the kids just go to pediatricians and aren't being screened as frequently as we'd like. And so we've developed a unique program here in Collier County where we have put screening machines costing $7,000 each called a spot camera. And this camera can just take a picture of the eyes and tell the doctor, hey, this child needs an eye exam because things aren't within the normal range.
And yeah, so this is the specific screening thing that the Lions Club is putting up. And so you're getting these in different doctor's offices, you said?
That's right. There's about 24 pediatric and family practice doctor offices in Naples and Collier County, and we've got 19 of them with cameras now that they are using. Last quarter, we did 5,000. They did 5,000 kids that were screened, and they found 265 preschool kids who had problems and were sent off to eye exams.
Well, that's great. So then they got kind of caught in that wide net that was cast.
That's correct. And the goal is that no kid grows up with a lazy eye, and it's not an uncommon problem, up to 3% of the population.
Yeah, there's only so you said that it only occurs in 3% of the population.
That's correct.
But it's just something that's irreversible if you wait until after 9.
It's the largest cause of monocular vision loss in the country because once people have it, they don't outgrow it.
Yeah, they don't. And then you kind of are always dependent on the one eye that's good.
That's correct.
For the most part. And then that will – how will that affect you? If you don't have it treated and you really just kind of have one good eye and the other one that's kind of there, but and it kind of sees but it's not the best, does that affect things like depth perception?
Yes, it affects depth perception. And if they have a misaligned eye or crossed eye, it affects social interactions and things like that. And kids do usually pretty well with one eye, but if anything happens to that good eye, they're in real serious trouble.
Yeah, you don't have the other one to fall back on because it doesn't repair.
That's correct.
The optic nerve does not, and that the communication systems, that's just once it's those paths are laid, they are not moved.
Well, it's actually the brain. It's a brain problem because once the brain turns off and the connections aren't there, after age 9, it gets set in concrete. And really, even if you try and stimulate it after that, it doesn't really come back very well.
So the machines, these cameras that you're putting in, these ophthalmologists' office and Are you putting them, you said, in mainly in eye doctor's offices, correct?
No, these are in pediatrician's offices.
Oh, in pediatrician's.
Because that's where the kids are. And we're really getting pretty complete coverage now in Collier County. And our next step is to go to Lee County and do the same sort of thing.
And it's such a simple screening process that it sounds like with this machine that the pediatricians don't have to be specialists in eye medicine to understand that they need to send them on.
That's correct. And the machine has a computer inside of it. And within a second, it takes 23 pictures, infrared, a light comes back and it gives a reading that tells the doctor whether there's a problem or not.
It's such an interesting initiative that you're putting out there because it's going to help so many kids. I mean, if there's only 3% that do tend to have this, but you've caught a couple hundred already.
Oh, we've caught thousands of kids and we've been doing this for over 10 years now.
Oh, yeah, this is an ongoing project.
Well, we've been doing screenings in daycare centers, and now we're expanding it so that not just the kids in daycare centers, but every kid in town can get screened.
Now, does the Lions Club have any needs? Do they need people to help with any kind of earmark-type donations or anything like that? Or are you soliciting donations from outside?
Yes, we're always looking for donations, especially to expand the program and complete the program. The other things that we're doing is we do a lot of adult screenings. We'll go to different communities and screen people for diabetes and high blood pressure and cataracts and macular degeneration. We'll often give out donated glasses to people. In January, we'll go to Immokalee and we'll screen 200-300 people in Immokalee on January 14th. And so the Lions Clubs are really involved in eye care. That was their primary mission. And so anyone who needs eyeglasses, hearing aids, and things like that can also apply to the Lions Club by going to the website at NaplesLionsClub.com and be able to find out the programs and how to get the assistance. Or they can email us or call us at 239-353-4800 in order to get assistance. We're happy to help people.
Yeah, and I have links to all of that information on our website at wgcunews.org. So if you were driving and didn't have a chance to get a pen for those numbers, we do have those online at wgcunews.org.
And we're also looking for volunteers. We need more people to help with our screenings. We need more people to help with disaster relief. And if anybody wants to provide assistance, we'd love to have you come out and help us because Lions' motto is we serve.
And I didn't know that the Lions Club was kind of geared towards optic health.
Absolutely. Helen Keller actually challenged the Lions Club in 1925 to become Knights of the Blind, and this has been their primary focus. But now they're doing things like measles eradication, disaster relief, reading programs, all sorts of things all over the world.
Yeah, and I mean, so It's just, what other kind of problems does the Lion Club kind of help to address? I mean, what kind of things befall people that aren't able to afford some of the medical regular checkups and things like that? What kind of things end up flying under the radar for people?
Well, most of the times we help people who need eyeglasses. So we'll provide eye exams and eyeglasses free of charge for those people that can't afford them. As well, we do eye surgeries and provide eye surgeries for someone that needs that. As well, hearing aids, and people who need hearing aids can apply to Lions Club and get assistance with that. Those are our primary focuses. We take donated glasses that can be delivered to most libraries and all around the community, and we take those donated glasses and send them around the world. But we also have a library of glasses, so when we do screenings, we'll go out and give glasses to people that can't afford them at the screenings.
And it's just probably life-changing for people that didn't think that they could ever kind of get that kind of help or assistance.
It's amazing. When I see the smiles on people, we put glasses on and said it's free, they smile and walk away happy as can be.
And you've been an ophthalmologist. How long have you been an ophthalmologist?
Oh, I've been an ophthalmologist for about 35 years now.
What did you think when you saw this type of computerized screening and how easy it is to now figure out something that was such a scourge for a while?
Well, it's been my passion forever. In fact, I invented the first photo screener back in 1980.
What's a photo screener?
That's what this process is.
Oh, okay.
It takes light and screens with a light. And now this is the fifth generation of the equipment. I don't have any involvement with it right now in terms of financial interest, although I did initially. But this has been my mission, that no kid really has lazy eye, because I was so devastated by seeing all these kids in my practice that couldn't see. And I said, we should do better than that. This is a treatable disease.
So you made it your mission to try to figure out how you can screen for this for a young person.
That's correct.
And it's so early because when you take a little kid to the doctor, you kind of need something like that can tell the story, because a two-year-old can't really tell the story.
That's correct. And now we have the equipment that allows us to look at these kids and pick them up at an early age. And all we got to do is just look at the camera and we take a picture of them.
It's really great that you can just do that. And it's also not as invasive. It's not as difficult for them. It doesn't make the kid quite as nervous if you're just taking really a picture.
That's no problem for them at all.
How much would that cost normally if they didn't have something like this through the Lions Club? I mean, it's kind of a ballpark.
Well, it's around $35 if you get charged for it. But most doctor's offices don't charge for it because most insurances, unfortunately, don't even pay for it.
Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to ask one more time before I switch to a different topic about the disaster relief that the Lions Club is doing. Tell me a little bit more about what you need and where people can go if they wanted to donate or volunteer.
Well, they can contact the Lions Club at the NaplesLionsClub.com or the Benita Springs Lions Club or any Lions Club in their community to offer assistance to provide disaster relief. The Lions will pay for food, shelter, water, supplies, things like that that fill a need in the community. And we're happy to help all of them. So they can contact the Lions Club in their own community and see how they can provide assistance or even donations or supplies.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there, but I want to thank you for coming in and talking with us about this very worthwhile program. And Dr. Howard Friedman, the treasurer for Naples Lion Club, good luck and against with this battle against lazy eye in Collier County.
Thank you
so
much. I
think it's a really admirable project. And plus, you're the guy that invented it, so it was great to have you in.
My pleasure. Thank you, Julie.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.